takes a wrong turn sometimes. A wrong turn at Alpine. It takes a wrong turn sometimes. A wrong
IGWT, come in. Over. Missing gate key. Are you operational? Over.
Nope.
Deployment to oppose. Full ordnance. Are you operational?
Not today.
Over.
Not operational. And neither is your two-way radio. You might want to teach your iglets how to keep their iglet eyes on the road, Brother Bill, and keep your soldiers off my property. Well, looky here. Looks like the back of this news van was rear-ended by your Igwit surveillance. At least it will when I'm done. And there you have it. Two vans become one like a holy rolling accordion. I'd say my work is done here, but the day ain't over yet.
Hold still.
Oh, okay. That rope, Lord Heaven beans. Could you get it any tighter? Whoa. Jeez. Rhetorical question. You done?
With your arms. Bow your feet.
Oh, no. IGWT. I always wondered, what does an Igwit do anyway?
We're IGWT, ma'am. A federal sacred society committed to protect our citizens from unlawful and unholy behavior in God's name. We vow to stop all evil at all costs within the continental United States, and for you, ma'am, I will pray.
Uh-huh. If I'm not mistaken, aren't we still a free country where we shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof?
We're just here to keep it clean.
Religion?
All spiritual endeavor.
I had no idea God had domestic cleaners.
He does.
Watch it! Don't mess with my cattle prod. Now you done it. Poor bush. Now all aflame.
Holy burning bush! It's like Moses!
And God said, I am that I am.
Batten down her mouth already. Let's secure us the subscriber. And maybe we can call in the light ourselves.
Good plan, but I wouldn't leave that bush burning like that.
Shut up, heretic. Gag her already. Let's search the rest of the property. Find the subscriber. Hut, hut, hut!
Look at me! I'm Lady Gaga! Oh, I lost my audience.
Don't let this scupper your faith, soldiers! No word from the field doesn't mean evil's dancing a victory dance. Lest we forget, Alpine City is no more than a dirty diaper of demonic diarrhea, doo-dooing on the next dumb baby wipe that comes.
In God we trust. In God we trust.
Well,
in God we trust.
You boys are right and good.
In God we trust.
Good to be standing before me, heads lowered, praying. In this uncertain time, we should pray for our brothers and sisters in the field, for their souls, for their safety, and for their intelligence.
God, we trust.
Okay, they got it. Now, let's show that dirty diaper of a town our ferocious faith, shall we?
In God we trust.
Let's whistle Alpine's butt clean, shall we?
Itemized, ratified, in God we trust.
God, I love this job.
Good morning, Firestarter. Sleep okay?
Oh. You knocked my lights out, didn't you? Oh. Okay, where am I? What is this? An empty pool?
Yep.
Where's the water? Where's the shallow end? What pool doesn't have a shallow end?
Ruby's first husband had a fear of diving in on the shallow end, so we eliminated the possibility.
Okay, better question. How did you get me in here? It's got to be at least 9 feet deep.
The cheese stands alone. You were passed out, piece of cake.
Okay, but seriously, how did you do it?
Lady, look. You ain't got one bruise or scrape on you, do you? Don't worry about it.
Oh, wait. Did you put me on a raft when the pool was full and then let it drain? Or did you lower me on a stretcher with one of the other witches on the other side of the pool?
You ask a lot of questions.
Oh, I see that the ladder is pretty much out of reach. Ugh, I couldn't reach it. Oh, if I tried. Huh. Am I supposed to be trapped in here?
We couldn't think of any other place to put you. There's so much going on property. But sit tight. We have to keep you here till we mollify the subscriber.
What is with this subscriber? Where is Cesar?
Getting mollified?
Oh. Did he subscribe to this place, this sanctuary of something?
Don't worry about it. No matter how this looks or feels, we're here to help. See?
Oh, it's a garden hose. What am I supposed to do with a garden hose? Oh, you want me to pull myself out with it, huh? Okay.
Oh, no. The hose won't hold you up, Sparky. It's for thirst. Water.
Water? It's just a trickle. How long am I supposed to stay in an empty pool with just a trickle?
Until you can either swim out, drown, or save yourself.
What the hell?
Sorry. That was a bit obnoxious. Nonviolent communication isn't my piano forte. The drunks at the local holding cell have been rubbing off on me. But I'm trying.
Try harder.
Hey, how do you do that?
If you don't get me out of this pool now, I will do it again.
Don't mess with me, lady. I have a few tricks up my own damn sleeve.
Oh, yeah? Bite me.
Ow!
Oh, shit. Are you hit? Did I get you? I didn't mean to strike you. I just meant to scare you a little bit. Are you okay? Are you okay? How?
I'd think twice about zapping me with any kind of electricity with all this water running. Oh. Could get dangerous.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah. So don't zap me. Or you could fry.
Fine, I won't strike you. But please, can you just please tell me, where is Cesar?
With Ruby.
Is he okay?
If he is who Ruby says he is, he's more than okay. He is exactly where he's supposed to be.
Can you bring me to him?
That's not the plan. We're bringing him to you, so sit tight, take a nap, or a swim. Well, I'll be back. For your savin'.
What does that even mean? Savin'? A baptism? I already had one. Hello? Hello? Oh, crap! Crappity crap, crap, crap!
Weird life. Flying around, looking for carcasses all day and night. You waiting for me to die, Vulture? I'm not dying. I got arms. My arms are waving. My arm!
Everyone has a story, honey. Want to tell me yours?
No, thank you. I'm good.
You're always polite, aren't you? Make no waves, keep it all under radar. The perfect subscriber.
Why do you keep calling me that? I don't remember filling out a postcard or joining some mailing list.
Back at the fire, you said you were sorry? You said something about the third desert?
The light. It scared me.
I thought you said the light was your friend.
Not a friend, no. Not friendly.
But it knows you.
It seems to like hanging out when I'm in the desert. Oh, stop it! That feels like a heart attack.
Well, that's not me. It's you. And your need to forgive somebody or something.
Oh, man, that hurts. I hate it here, okay? Too close to the furnace, too much heat, too much pain.
What did you lose?
Nothing.
Your brother isn't nothing.
How do you know about my brother? Who told you? Did Duffy tell you?
You know Duffy didn't tell me. Nobody knows that story. That story's never been told.
How do you know it?
Why don't you tell me about the first time you saw it? The light? You know it brought you here.
Yes, but I don't know what for.
I think you do. Tell me about the first time.
It was maybe 20 years ago. We were crossing the border at night, me, Antonio, and this group, and the light scattered us all out into the dark. It looked like headlight beams. We thought La Migra, immigration. But it was no such thing. It was this light. It chased me into a dry riverbed where I fell, skinned my knees, and waited. I waited until the light passed over, and all night, I scrambled up and down the mountain ridges searching for Antonio, for the group, for water. Then the light came and led me out of the darkness to an irrigation pipe where water dripped out. I fed the thirst while my brother disappeared somewhere out there. I left him out there in the Cabeza Prieta. I lived in deep.
It's not your fault.
I left my brother.
It's not your fault. It's mine. We weather workers were too young, too inexperienced, and probably too eager to do good. We thought we knew how to use this power. We thought we could change the world. One night we sent the light into the desert to guide people across the border. We helped quite a few, but the authorities didn't like what we were doing. They couldn't prove anything, but they tried to stop us. They intervened, and that got people lost. Like Antonio. So we stopped. I spent some time in jail, the group disbanded, and here we are. You were 12 years old, honey. And you got caught in the crossfire, and we shouldn't have been there. We never should have left the sanctuary. If we stayed here, nothing would have happened like it did. I'm sorry. The teachers told me you were coming, that you'd take a wrong turn onto this property, and the light would come and release the burden of that night if you let it. It's not yours to carry anymore. It's mine.
Hey, Ruby. Look at the sky. It's the perfect amber, isn't it? I've never seen colors like that before. Makes me kind of like the desert. I don't know what I'm saying, but maybe the burden's not yours to carry anymore either. Maybe it's time we both just let go and let the light guide us.
You really are an angel, aren't you?
Nah. Not all the time. I produce the local news. I'm the media.
Prime access?
Yep.
Oh, good Lord. It'll get dark as the devil's boots if you bring a prime access crew on our property.
Well...
Bill and the Igwits will shut us down before we can open our gates.
Too late. That woman who came with me, she's media royalty.
What? That loose cannon? The Electric Light Orchestra? Wait, what's her name?
Duffy. Duffy McGill.
Wow. Well, she didn't come with the cameras. She came without pants.
It's a long story.
I'm not judging. Whatever it is, she's refusing her healing. Burning up with something worse than pride. Doubt, I think.
Where is she?
Waiting in a pool. For the one who got it. Sheriff Lyle's bringing him. Apparently his name is Daniel, the one who got the light.
Daniel's got it.
Something terrible.
Oh, that's good.
Sanctuary of Saving? Where are we?
Hey, Duffy, she's near.
You think they'll let me use her phone?
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Pardon me. I got a leg to shake.
Hey! What the hell? Where's the sheriff going?
Duffy's here. I just know it.
Oh, we're locked in. I already tried it. There's a police radio in the front. I'm climbing over.
Okay.
Any idea how to work a two-way radio?
I do not, but we have to find Duff.
No, we do not. We gotta break the story first.
Good evening, San Diego. Welcome to Prime Access News from the bottom of an empty pool. I'm the old bag of haggis they fired yesterday and made me fake retirement. Hey. Hey, dog. What are you doing up there? Wait. You're not a dog. You're a coyote. What did you just drop in the pool? Hey, coyote? Hey, coyote, come back. What is this? This is my bridal slipper. How did you find my bridal slipper, dog? I left it on the side of the road.
Your name's Duffy.
Oh. Yes?
I believe that's your slipper.
Cruel or unusual? I name my shoes. Wait, where are you going? Aren't you gonna save me?
No, ma'am. Not my line of work.
But you're the law, right?
Uh-huh. How'd you know that?
You just seem familiar. Oh, I know. We interviewed you for a story last year. KGTV, Prime Access. You're the local sheriff. Greater Alpine, right?
Uh-huh.
Come on, officer. Help me out. Please.
I can't.
Why not?
I can't, but my bet's on you.
For what?
That happy ending.
Oh, my t-shirt. Bought it at a casino shop in Verona. It's kind of stupid, but, hey, where are you going? Hello, come on. Hello? What am I supposed to do with the one shoe? Hello? Hello? Oh, God. What is wrong with the people of Alpine?
Will the healing happen?
Yes. when the clouds explode.
What's that mystery in your eyes? Is it love's blessing in disguise?
Or just another lonely desert road?
It takes a wrong turn sometimes. A wrong turn at Alpine. It takes a wrong turn sometimes. A wrong turn at Alpine.
Hey, what's the best way to see the mystery lights?
Oh, that's with a good-looking woman and a six-pack of beer.